Today on the Trending 55 Thought Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line by one of our favorite guests, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, joins us again here today. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on again.
All right. The main thing I kind of wanted to talk about today is I've seen a lot of investments have been made recently when it comes around clean technology solutions in Alberta. I guess, first of all, why don't you kind of give us a little bit of background here? When we talk about the clean technology, what exactly are we, I guess, kind of sort of referring to there?
Well, there's a whole range of innovation that's happening in this space. Everything from carbon capture to hydrogen. You've got solar, you've got wind power, battery storage as well in Alberta. So there's lots of parts of the whole clean energy mix that helps reduce emissions. And Alberta has the horsepower. Intellectually, we've got all the engineers here from the energy industry that can help get the job done in this area.
And I know the province has done a lot in supporting projects sort of along those lines. How will this help in sort of diversifying the economy and also job creation as well?
Well, if you take a look globally, there's many companies and industries that are making net zero commitments and commitments to reduce their emissions. And right now in Alberta, with funding from Alberta Innovates, which is kind of like the research and development arm for the government of Alberta, we actually have some cutting-edge projects that are happening right now in our province. So everything from bitumen beyond combustion, so looking for what other uses does the oil sands have? Because there's so many other minerals that are in there, like carbon fiber and everything else that's needed long-term. As you start to see more and more prevalence of electric vehicles and things like that. And we have so many amazing resources here in Alberta, and we're the world leaders of extracting resources responsibly. So why wouldn't we take advantage of that here in Alberta and take a look at how do we build on there's another swing happening in the energy industry. Oil prices are up, natural gas prices are up. That's creating some additional activity and revenue coming into Alberta. And that's amazing. Looks like this decade is going to be a strong decade. But at the same time, where do we want to get to in 2030, 2040, 2050, and all of these other parts of the economy, clean energy, looking at other rare earth minerals that we have here in Alberta, that's going to be the big narrative for the future decades.
Well, we talk about sort of the investments the province has made. You talk about Alberta Innovates. I think the province has put in, I think it's around $13 million over, I think it's around 20 sub-off projects through Alberta Innovates. With these kind of investments, what is the province sort of hoping to get out of this?
Well, again, it's just to continue to be at the forefront of all things energy. Like, we have a reputation of being one of the most innovative spaces when it came to unlocking the oil sands, horizontal drilling, carbon capture. That technology was built here in Alberta. So we have that, that built into our energy industry, and we want to make sure that we continue to be at the forefront. So some of this actually involves artificial intelligence. So the technology and innovation space and the data space plays into the energy industry to unlock new opportunities, new more efficient, kind of a problem. So we have to make sure that we make those investments now. So the young people coming through university, they continue to be at the forefront of all things energy.
Of course, whenever we have Minister Schweitzer join us here, we always like to get in a little baseball talk as well. Now, in the time since we last spoke, the Major League Baseball, they finally sorted out the lockout. Teams are playing their spring training games. We also got some more moves to talk about, including the Blue Jays picking up a good third baseman, Matt Chapman, for Oakland. Last time they got a third baseman from Oakland, Josh Donaldson. That worked out pretty well. What'd you kind of think of the Blue Jays making that move?
Well, I actually think Chapman's going to be better than Josh Donaldson. Like, his defense, like, he's a premium defensive player. Like, he'll save you so many runs. Like, he's probably the best third baseman in the entire league on defense, at least. And his offense is, I think he's going to have a good year in Toronto. That the Sky Dome is a launching pad for home runs, unlike Oakland. Oakland's a little bit of one of those spots where balls go to die versus the Blue Jays, that place is at the launching pad for home runs.
Oakland's also a bit of a sewage dump, the stadium as well, but I don't want to go down that road any well. But one of the interesting things with baseball this year is we're seeing a new playoff format with six teams now making it for both sides. I see a lot of people make the argument of, this is like watering down the field, but I personally think six is kind of like, I guess, my personal limit for how many teams I kind of want to see in the playoffs. So what do you kind of think of this kind of the new format we're going to see coming in this year?
Well, I think it's good. I mean, we've seen so many teams like the Atlanta Braves last year kind of barely made it into the playoffs, and they made it all the way won the World Series. So I think it's good. It keeps them more competitive, gives teams more of a reason to stay in the hunt at the end instead of just trading away players and tanking for draft picks. So I think this is a good thing long term. It'll make it more competitive, makes the postseason push in September more exciting for various cities across North America. So I think this is a good thing for the game, and it makes the postseason that much more interesting.
Well, it definitely should be a very interesting Major League Baseball season again. But anyhow, Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
My pleasure. Thanks again.